I'll start. How did it feel to just finally get your first start? I know you've obviously been inactive, but to get that first start.
Yeah, it feels really good. It's nice to just get over that first hurdle, and I'm excited to help the team in any way I can. So, yeah, it felt good.
I know you've been starting a few Crew 2 matches. You played a few there. How does that help you transition into starting for the first team?
Yeah, I think it helps you kind of get your rhythm back and kind of speed up your play a little bit, especially with being out for as long as I have. It kind of takes a little adjustment to start kind of playing in games, and I think Crew 2 helped me a lot in kind of building confidence and kind of getting rhythm.
This is a very aggressive team who took, who was physical the whole way through. There's multiple times you went down. Is there any fear just based off that last injury, or like, oh my goodness, I'm down again? And how do you just get past that?
I just try not to think about it. I think career has highs and lows, and I can't play my entire career fearing what could happen. So I just try to stay in the present and kind of ignore any fear that might happen again.
As a player for you, you know, in some cases there's a lot of congested schedule. What's it like for yourself looking back from an injury? Or just in general, like, do you view it more as opportunities for you to log minutes at a quicker rate simply just because you're getting back into the
process? Yeah, I think that's always the nature when there's more games in a kind of confined period of time. I think we have a very deep team, and I think everyone has an opportunity to help out in whatever minutes they get. So I think it's kind of testament to our team to be able to play or try to keep as high level as possible across many different competitions when you're playing every 3-2 days. So
we've talked a lot with the team about the team's resilience over these past few matches. I'm sure you can relate to your own personal journey there. How do you explain this kind of, like, you know, never give up kind of attitude, especially, you know, being down a guy in the late stages? You guys are on tired legs.
Yeah, I think it's kind of just a trust in one another. We spend a lot of time together, and we're all very close as a team, and it's kind of to have faith that the guy next to you is going to put as much effort into it as you are, and I think it's a collective effort just to get through tough times, and yeah, you win together, you lose together.
How hungry is this team for a victory, especially after kind of, you know, coming back from behind, but only for draws?
Yeah, obviously disappointed not to get the 3 points, and we're always kind of itching to get those 3 points, but yeah, I think there's a little bit of a bad taste in our mouth, but we're always trying to kind of push forward and kind of learn from our mistakes today. So
you missed a lot of time. So how does it feel getting back when, like, the swing of timing passes? I saw there was a little bit of mistiming from the call from Max today. And there's just also new players that you haven't been playing with who came mid-season or off-season. How's it, like, adjusting back with the timing of passes and everything?
Yeah, it obviously takes a little bit of time, especially the way this team has developed over the past year, gotten so much better, so much faster, so much quicker. So it obviously takes time, and I'm just doing my best to kind of get back to where I was.
Yeah. I know you guys haven't traveled yet, but is this different going to Mexico and playing versus then, say, like, you're just going to Portland or something like that? Like, just on a personal level, are you excited about that?
Yeah, I'm very excited. I've actually never been to Mexico, so I'm excited to go. I've heard great things about the atmosphere there, and it's kind of the days that you live for as a player, so